from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
We made it. It's a Friday. Wow. Isn't that what everyone around the world is saying today? Could you imagine if every day was your Friday? Well, you know, it could be. If you went out and started something big, maybe one day you'll be working for yourself or doing something you enjoy, and you know, when that alarm clock starts shouting at you to wake up, just jump out of bed. Or maybe the afternoon or the evening. You are straight out of bed and on your way. This week for Something for the Weekend, we are on our second Once Upon an Idea adventure with the Internet Movie Database, or IMDb for short. Before we fly into that, have we spoken to each other yet? Come on over. The calendar is sitting on ldlcall.com. Book your slot. Let's talk and see how we could change your life. Yes, it really is as simple as saying it like that. I can make it even easier. How about send me a text message? Let's start your LDL journey. 0701-543-515. Let's talk. I don't bite. I've had breakfast already, so I'm okay until at least lunchtime. Let's speak soon. But for now, let's learn about IMDb.
Once upon a time, in a land not so far away, someone had an idea. They had a dream. With this idea and dream, they took a chance. And after a lot of hard work, and probably plenty of mistakes, their idea came to life. This is Once Upon an Idea.
With the pixies and fairies flying around my head, and the fairy tale music now playing, this is Once Upon an Idea. This week I'd like to talk to you about the Internet Movie Database, or as most people call it, IMDb. Now for those of you who have never heard of it, let's begin. Have you ever had that moment while sitting there watching TV, a film, and trying to work out where you've seen that actor or actress before? Definitely have. Were they in so-and-so? Is it even them? Doesn't look like them anymore. Now I've had plenty of times, and in the end, phase comes out. Oh, IMDb it, which is a little bit like I'll Google it, so you know, you can't know what that means. Now, even if after the intro you're still trying to work out what IMDb even stands for, because not a lot of people actually do know, is actually short for the Film Powerhouse website, that is, wait for it, the Internet Movie Database, or, in case you haven't heard the first bit, IMDb. So in the mystical world of anyone that doesn't know what IMDb actually does, let me tell you. It was back in 1990, where was I in 1990? I was in junior school, primary school, whatever you call it. But British film fan Col Needham began posting a list entitled Those Eyes, which was about actresses with beautiful eyes on like a film discussion board. This led to other people posting additions and similar lists before they started expanding with the actors list and directors list amongst two of the early ones. So you got a lot of people making a lot of lists of their favourite people. People that have been in this, people been in that. And by the late, by late 1990, the various lists included almost 10,000 films and television series listed with the actors and actresses all included. A database was created with four lists now completely searchable, and its name was, not as catchy, the rec.arts.movie database. Not quite as catchy, but it's came there. And the database started to expand, and in 1993, now named the Cardiff Internet Movie Database. This appeared on the internet and was residing on the servers of the computer science department of Cardiff University in Wales, hence the Cardiff Internet Movie Database. Now being online, the database was now able to accept email submissions from the public, which were still divided by the different section managers before being updated. So you still had different people looking after certain things. In 1996, IMDb was incorporated in the United Kingdom, became the Internet Movie Database Limited. It's getting there now, isn't it? General revenue was generated through advertising, licenses, and partnerships. In 1998, Amazon struck a deal with Needham and other principal shareholders to buy IMDb outright for $55 million. That's not bad considering this was just a couple of people putting some lists together in the very beginning. Shareholders were now able to have a salary for their work, and Amazon.com were able to use IMDb as an advertising resource for selling DVDs and videotapes. Yes, videotapes. Some people don't know what videotape is anymore. So it's such a long time ago. So over the years, websites continue to grow, and fast forwarding now to December 2018, the stats show that IMDb holds information on over 505,000 films, over 656,000 short films, and over 156,000 TV series. Those are just some of the numbers. IMDb continues to be the place to be, and if you're into film or TV, it's the place where you want to have the details of your projects or your films, and that's where you want to have it all listed, because that's where the fans go. If you want to go and take a look, it's imdb.com. I'm sure you will find plenty on there that you didn't know. Quotes from films is always a good one to have a look at. You can see the goofs, so bits that the viewers have spotted that have gone wrong. There are stats, there's what's going on in the box office, what's coming up. There's even details on films that have just kind of been mentioned and not actually been released yet. But you know, you can get a little sneak preview into who's going to be in the film, etc., etc. So go and have a look. Remember, this started from a lot of people making some lists of their favourite stuff. So, again, you know, the story is, wherever's possible, if you've got a dream, go chase it, because anything really is possible out there. Question is, what will be your once upon an idea?
If this podcast had adverts, they would probably play around about now. This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast.
This is the Learn, Develop, Live thought of the day.
At the end of each day, should life ask you, do you want to save the changes?
You're listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast with Chris Jags. Stay tuned for more motivation to get you going.
So, let's think about this. The Internet Movie Database started as a hobby and is now a globally known brand. 17 years after it started. Well, I said that before. Anything is possible. But what about if your idea was the next IMDb? I know you might sit there right now shaking your head with doubt, but have you even tried? You never know this, you know, that shaking of your head, might end up being your biggest regret. Let's talk. LDLcall.com. Book your slot. Text me. 07801-543-515. I'm ready to talk to you. And let's start to make something big happen for you. Happy Friday, everyone.
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do. You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time, join the motivation. 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 Motivation.